It used to be uncool for rock bands to license their songs to TV commercials. That attitude has been fading for a long time. In the first of two reports, Joel Rose of member station WHYY in Philadelphia examines why classic rock artists are cashing in like never before.
Randy Bachman had six top 10 hits with his first band, The Guess Who. But for all its success, Bachman says The Guess Who never got paid very much.
Yeah, it's the old story. All we want is our record on the radio. We don't care how much we get paid. Just get the record on there. And after a while, you start to care because guess what? The bills start coming in.
When Bachman put together his next band, the one that turned into Bachman Turner Overdrive, he kept control of the band's master recordings and the publishing rights for his songs. So later on, when advertising firms knocked on his door, Bachman was ready to cash in.
You think plans. We think paper. You think locations. We think laptops. You think how to build your business. We think how to supply it. We're Office Depot. And if you're thinking about getting your...
That is the perfect marriage of taking care of business with Office Depot. It's not prostituting the product. It's the perfect marriage of what my song means and what their product is, you know, what their store is all about.
Bachman won't say exactly how much he's made from that deal. But he does say that classic rock artists can do very well.
You make more in 1 year with that commercial than you do in your entire lifetime of your band in the 70s with that song.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of...
You're talking about bands in the later stages of their careers. Sometimes they're completely disbanded.
Brian Garrity writes about music for Billboard magazine.
This is a whole new way and lucrative way that bands are making money off their catalogs. And this is, you know, it comes at a time when the entire music industry is in decline on, you know, in terms of physical good sales.
Lately, advertisers are using classic rock songs like never before. That's made for some pretty strange bedfellows, such as Led Zeppelin in an ad for Cadillac, and Iggy Pop, the godfather of punk, in a commercial for Carnival Cruise Lines. Industry observer Gerd Leonhardt estimates advertisers spend more than $500 million a year on music licensing in the U.S. alone.
They want a particular song and they're willing to spend $200,000, and that happens quite a bit.
Randy Bachman says he gets dozens of calls every week to license Taking Care of Business.
I did turn down a very lucrative offer for Taking Care of Business for a bathroom tissue, and I didn't want the phrase Taking Care of Business applied to going to the bathroom. You know, so I passed on that, and rightly so.
I'm sick of love.
With Bob Dylan appearing on screen in a commercial for Victoria's Secret and the Beatles song Hello Goodbye in a new ad for Target, the major remaining holdouts are Neil Young, Bruce Springsteen, and Tom Waits. But that stance is getting harder and harder to find, says Billboard's Brian Garrity.
Even though you have some bands that are still kind of clinging to this notion of being in commercials as some type of sellout, the industry, by and large, has moved past that stigma.
That's even true for underground bands on independent labels. But that is a story for another day. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.
It's a-